We are joined right now by the head football coach at Nebraska, entering his second season with the Huskers, 2017 National Coach of the Year. Nebraska won four of their last six last season. They open up this year against South Alabama, August 31st. We are joined by Scott Frost. Scott, so good to have you back. How are you?
I'm doing well, man. How you doing?
Good, good. Scott, great to visit. Let me ask you first, if we were to go back to that spring game, Scott, last month, there were 86,000 people in attendance. I know that's not any surprise to you, but now that you've had a full year as head coach there, how much more do you appreciate the Husker fans and their passion for this program?
Well, everybody thinks they have the best fans in the country. We certainly are convinced of it. Our attendance at spring games would show that. But we're just so grateful for the support we've gotten and are going to continue to get. Our fans are hungry to see us get the program back to a place where we're winning football games and doing it at a good clip. So we couldn't do it without that support, and I think it's unlike most every place in the entire country.
Scott Frost joining us. You know you have that support, and that's great, but it's also great to have the support of the guys who came before. As an example, Amir Abdullah was at the game as an analyst for the Big Ten Network, and he said, quote, "I would have loved to play for Scott Frost. He understands the standard that he's setting here when he walks into the room. You feel the respect that he brings. It's a special thing. You can't say that about every coach," end quote. So what's it mean to you to hear that from a former Husker like Amir?
Well, Amir's one of the greats to play here. A lot of the guys have reached out to me. Nebraska's had an unbelievable list of great players, and we got those guys behind us. And really, we're just working every day to try to build a program that's going to make them proud. And Amir's one example, and Dominican Sue's been in contact. I've seen Mike Rozier and Irving Fryer and Grant Wistrom and Amon Green and I know we got all those guys' support, and those are the guys that helped build it. I think a lot of the guys that we have back in this building understand what made Nebraska great. Nebraska's a unique place, and we're going to try to do a lot of the things that made Nebraska the best program in the country for a long time.
We're talking Nebraska football head coach Scott Frost is my guest. Scott, one more thing about Amir. He also raved about the fact that he and some of the other guys were working out in the weight room, and then you jumped into the bench press. What was that moment like for you and for the guys who were there? What happened?
I don't remember that other than I try to work out still. Boyd Epley was the strength coach when I was here. He had a good team. They got me really strong, and some of it's still there because of old man strength.
Man, I knew you weren't going to make that about you, Scott. They were raving about it. So Amir and Rex Burkhead were among a number of NFL players who were in attendance, and you made the point that they received a huge cheer from the fans. I'm curious, how much of that is about what they did on the field, and then how much of that is about what these guys represented at Nebraska and how much they love being at Nebraska?
Well, Nebraska people love the football players, and they love them all, but especially the guys that do things the right way on and off the field. If you're that type of guy, you become a superhero or a rock star or some combination of the two while you're here, and it really lasts your whole life. So seeing those guys walk back on the field and hearing the applause for them was pretty special for me. I know it was really special for them, and that's the kind of reception you get when you did things the right way at the university.
All right, so then having said that, when you're recruiting right now and you're looking for players, how much are you looking for sheer ability, and then how much are you looking for guys that do it the right way and will carry the flag for Nebraska?
You have to find both, and I actually think that the process kind of selects those players for us. We're certainly looking for the right type of character kid and a tough kid that wants to come to Nebraska. But really, with all the choices out there in college football, the type of kid that's going to choose Nebraska and come to Lincoln is usually the kid that's really serious about it, that recognizes what we're trying to build, that wants to be a part of something special, that wants to focus on what's important, and that's football and school and life after football. There's a lot of easier choices. I think the kids that make this choice are the right type of kids that want to be here for the right reason.
Nebraska head football coach Scott Frost is my guest. Scott, in terms of that process, I wonder how much of that, the thing we're talking about right now, was on your mind when you came back to Nebraska and you made the walk-on program a priority once again?
Well, the walk-on program was a big part of what Coach Devaney and Coach Osborne built here. We're going to do everything we can to get the majority of that back. I think it'll be another year or so before we really start to see the benefits of it. But, we're not just taking walk-ons just to be out at practice and be scout team guys for us. We're going to develop them the same way that we try to develop our scholarship guys. And a lot of those guys are going to end up being players and starters for us down the road. So there's a lot of good players in Nebraska. There's a lot of good players in the Midwest. We've gotten a bunch of those guys to come walk on, and they're in the weight room and on the field working right now. It won't be very long before those guys are helping us win games.
Scott Frost joining us. So, Scott, last season didn't get off to the start that you would have liked, but you won four of your last six, and two games that you lost were by single digits on the road at Ohio State and Iowa. So how much did the team and the program grow over the course of that last season?
You know, growth is the right word for it, Rome. We had a lot of growth that we had to go through to get where we wanted to get. We're still not there, but I saw a transformation on the team as the year went along. We couldn't have beat almost anybody in the country at the beginning of the year because we were going to find a way to beat ourselves or to give up the plays that we couldn't give up if we wanted to win. By the end of the year, we were battling and playing together and loving each other and kind of had the culture built that we're looking for, and that led to a lot of close games and some that we won and some more that we could have won. I think the encouraging thing for me is, you know, Ohio State was a great team, and we played them close, certainly had every chance to beat Northwestern. Those two teams were in the Big Ten Championship. We were nowhere near where I want to be as a football program last year, and by the end of the year, we were still competitive with the best teams in this league. So I think that's a sign that there's good things to come.
Scott Frost joining us. Something else that you didn't mention, but I will. You averaged nearly 37 points per game over the final six, and you had seven straight games of 450 yards or more, which was a first in school history. So the foundation is being built. Now, when you mention culture, man, Scott, that comes up with almost every single coach I talk to on this program now, regardless of sport, it always comes up. How would you define the culture that you want to see in your program?
You know, it does. I think coaches talk about it probably too much, and it gets to be cliche, but it's true. If you got the right type of attitudes in your locker room and on the field, it's going to lead to wins. If you don't have it, it really doesn't matter how much talent you have. If I really had to summarize what we're trying to build here, it's that I want our kids to feel like they're part of something that's bigger than themselves. Life, football, everything's about sacrifice. It's not about what can I get for me. It's about how can I contribute to a team or something that's bigger than myself. And if we get a bunch of guys thinking and doing things with that type of attitude and the team in mind first, we're going to win more games than we're going to lose.
So any idea, how long does that take, and are you starting to see that culture take root?
Yeah, it really flipped last year about midway through the season. We lost a tough game to Purdue. I had several of the team leaders and captains come up into my office right after that game and tell me they were going to demand change. And really that's when everything flipped. I think in the locker room, the kids that wanted to do things the right way and that group started to win out over the group that was resisting. And that's really when we became a better team and were competitive in our league. And we've just been upward and onward from there. You're never all the way there with culture. It's constant gardening. It's stuff you have to do every day, just like parents have to try to teach their kids something new every day and keep them moving in the right direction. It's something we're always working on, but we're in a lot better place right now than we were 12 months ago.
Scott Frost joins me for a couple of more moments. So, Scott, when you were at UCF, the team made a huge breakthrough in the second season. I understand that every single situation is totally different, but when you look back at UCF, what signs did you see that a breakthrough was about to take place, and are you seeing any of those same signs at Nebraska right now?
Yeah, it's very similar tracks, Rome. It's interesting as you're trying to build a program. We really didn't know that success was going to come and didn't feel it coming until probably fall camp of that second year. Some pieces fell right for us. Some things happened that we needed to have happen to have a complete team. And everything just took off from there. We really thought down there it was going to be a three-year deal. We thought in our third year, which would have been last season, that was going to be our year, and things just happened a little quicker than we thought. But we're looking for a jump this year. I know there's a lot of high expectations outside of the program. There's a lot of high expectations in this building for what we can accomplish. We got some of the right pieces. We're certainly not a complete team yet, but we're way down the road from where we were 12 months ago, and I would love to see the same type of leap forward happen in year two here.
Scott Frost, my guest. Scott, earlier this year, your outside linebackers coach, Javon DeWitt, was diagnosed with throat cancer. What was your reaction when you heard that news, and how have you and the players rallied around him?
You know, he's just starting to get back involved again. He was in my office this morning. Things look like they're going really well for him. So, you know, our prayers are with him, and we're going to do everything we can for him. You know, one of the first messages, I learned this from Tony Dungy, one of the first messages I give the team every year is we all love football, and football is important, but football isn't life. And when things like this happen, it helps you realize that there's as much time as we spend on football and trying to win games, it's not the most important thing. And I think when you're coming from that point and you understand that, I think it makes you even better player, even better coach, and even better team. So we're going to try to keep our priorities in place, and trying to help Javon through this is certainly something that's going to keep us grounded.
Scott Frost, my guest. And a final thought, Scott. I mean, nobody knows that program, I don't think. Like, you know that program. You played there. You starred there. You know the state. You know everything involved. Is there, now that you're in this thing for like a year plus, is there anything maybe now that you know about the job that maybe you didn't know when you first got back?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. I saw how the program was run when it was run the right way, and we were winning. And to be honest with you, I didn't know how far from that it had gone. We've got it back on the right railroad tracks, and we're covering some ground here. But a lot of the things that I loved about the program are still the same. The people of Nebraska are its best asset. The type of help that you get, the type of support we have here, the type of resources we have here, that's all in place. So it's just up to us to start running the program in a lot of the same ways that it was run for 30 years when Nebraska was winning games at a clip that nobody else in the country could match.
It's a great state. It's a great program. Scott Frost is the head coach. He's entering his second season there. He was the 2017 National Coach of the Year. They wrapped up last season by winning four of their last six. They open up this season, August 31st, against South Alabama. Scott, I appreciate you and the conversation as always. Thanks so much.
Man, always great to be on. Good luck.
You too, Scott. Good luck. Great talking to you. Nebraska football has long been a topic on this program, dating all the way back to my appearance there when they were ripping off national championships. One of my first out-of-state appearances ever in the jungle was to Nebraska.